Fitness Tips with Mike Rush. Fast and easy tips to get as fit as possible. Let's go.
Here are the main ways that I've ever been able to increase my bench press dramatically. And so first of all, you really have to focus on lifting heavier than you're typically comfortable with. I mean, if you're able to do 10, 12, 15 reps, I mean, you're just simply lifting too light. So you want to be more where you're lifting in the 4 to 6, maybe 7 range. But if you're able to crank out 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 reps, you're probably just lifting a little too light. The other way is switching up between dumbbells and between flat bench press and between push-ups as well. So I think a lot of times people think like flat bench, barbell, weights, let's keep after that. But one of the biggest and best ways I've ever found is to really switch that up, not only between flat bench, or not only between barbell, but dumbbells, push-ups, and then really switching the angles as well. So whether you're doing incline, doing decline, with push-ups, doing wide, doing very narrow, doing knuckle push-ups, incline, decline, like really switching up the ways that you are utilizing those muscles. And I mean, you'll find right away, like if you're kind of in that consistent zone of doing barbell bench time and time again, if you switch it up to push-ups, you switch it up to dumbbells, a lot of times you'll get really sore and you'll realize there's a lot of muscles that you just aren't using. And so, yeah, those are some of the ways. And then even utilizing some different resistance bands can really help target some of those muscles. I mean, it's just a different lift. But again, with those, make sure that you're going heavier as well. And so there you have it. I mean, switching it up, barbell, dumbbell, push-ups, you're doing some resistance bands, and then really going after it heavier than you know is comfortable, or just really not being able to do like 10, 12, 15 reps, but having it heavier than that. And if you're really lifting a bit heavier, a lot of times it is nice to have a spotter. I know lifting by yourself, it can cause kind of a challenge of just kind of staying within the same rep range that you're used to. But the second you get a good spotter and go a little bit heavier, get like 1, 2, 3 more reps than you normally would, just because you do have that safety net. But yeah, there's just a lot of ways to switch it up and not get caught up in that flat bench rut, if you will. So take care of that. Enjoy.